Okay guys, it's your girl Olafisayo Mitels, and today we are going to be talking about history. What exactly in history are we talking about? We're going to be talking about heroes of our faith, heroes of Nigeria, people that did different things in Nigeria, that left legacies behind, people that that left marks behind, people that are recognized even in the history of our country. So today, being a Friday, we are going to be talking about the history of a hero named Abraham Aderibigbe Adesanya. Most lawyers would be familiar with the name, but generally, he was a politician and also a lawyer. So, talking about Abraham Aderibigbe Adesanya, he was born in July 24, 1922 in Ijebu, Igbo, and died on the 27th of April 2008. That's 12 years ago. He was a Nigerian politician of Yoruba descent, a lawyer, he was an activist, he was a welfarist, he was an aristocrat, and he was a liberal progressive. He was actually the son of a famous and powerful traditional healer, late Oloye Ezekiel Adesanya. And Abraham Adesanya actually attended Ijebu Ode Grammar School, after which he worked as a teacher before traveling to the United Kingdom to study law at the then Auburn College of Law. Upon the death of Obafemi Awolowo and other of his contemporaries, that is the other persons that they were together, Abraham Adesanya actually assumed the title of Asiwaju of Yoruba land. And likewise, he became more active politically with allies with late Bola Ige, Ayo Adebanjo, Ganiu Daudu, and Bola Tinubu to fight their way to victory in six states of the defunct Western region with their political party. That is, it was then the Alliance for Democracy. And also on something significant and unique actually happened on the 14th day of January 1997. It was a Tuesday actually. The uncompromising stance of Abraham Adesanya to the military misrule actually as at that time led to an attempt to Abraham Adesanya's life at the behest of the then head of state. That is General Sonny Abacha. Abraham Adesanya actually had just left his law chambers, because he had a chamber. The chamber still exists. He actually just left in 1997, just left his chamber, his law chambers on that fateful day. That is the Tuesday, 14th day of January 1997. On that fateful day, he was actually sitting at the back of his car with his driver. They were just two in the car when an unknown team of assailants actually hit them. They struck the front of and the back screen of Abraham Adesanya's Mercedes-Benz car was actually shattered, and the car seats were perforated by bullets from the assailant's guns. But actually, he escaped unhurt with his driver. In fact, history and tales, stories our grandmothers told us then was that Abraham Adesanya actually touched his driver, and his driver actually disappeared into thin air just to protect the driver. So the car was later transferred. That is, the car that was shot by the assailant was actually that had Abraham Adesanya, Aderibigbe, and this driver in the car. The car presently is presently at the Lagos Museum. So it was actually transferred to the Lagos Museum. Before Abraham Adesanya later became incapacitated by illness, which actually confined him to his Lagos Apapa residence and made his role gravitate to the advisory level on important matters affecting Yoruba and Afenifere only. The two leadership caps were actually embedded and also given to him, and also worn by Abraham Adesanya till his death. In fact, his fame traveled wide and far among Nigerians and non-Nigerians for his pro-democracy activities in Nigeria. Abraham Adesanya Aderibigbe died while having his lunch. Some people actually refer to him as the original son of the land who takes a shower of bullets unhurt. It's as a result of the incident that actually happened on the 14th day of January 1997. Some people say that on the day of the incident, Pa Abraham Aderibigbe Adesanya on Simpson Street on Lagos Island actually placed his hand on his driver to ensure the safety of his driver. Some people actually said that the driver actually disappeared into thin air. Abraham Adesanya was also married to Rosanna Ariola Adesanya ni Onofalujo, who actually died 2 years after the death of her husband. So she died in 2010, and both of them, the Adesanyas, were actually blessed with 4 children. In 1959, Abraham Adesanya returned to Nigeria as a qualified lawyer and joined the Action Group, which led him to Obafemi Awolowo and other contemporaries. Like I said earlier, he was a politician and an activist. He led a team of lawyers that actually defended Chief Obafemi Awolowo against the Nigerian federal government that exaggerated charges of treason on Chief Obafemi Awolowo in 1962. So it is advisable that we know a little about the history of heroes of this country, Nigeria. I know sometimes some people believe and think history is actually boring, but there are some interesting aspects of history that you should try to look into. So next time on Friday, next week Friday, I will be publishing another podcast on history of heroes of this nation, Nigeria. So guys, have fun and enjoy your day. Have a wonderful weekend too. And tomorrow I'm going to publish something. So do not miss anything. Hi, bye-bye.